The following is a recording of The First Mint Live, a show that we do a couple times a week on Twitter Spaces that's hosted by myself, LG Doucette, and my brother, The Real Phil D. Every conversation is recorded and posted here raw and unedited and features topics like NFT drops that we're really into and discussions where we invite different community members to come up and share their opinions about what's going on in Web3. To catch the next show live, please visit us on Twitter at The First Mint.
Good morning, First Mint Nation, people of the NFT community, people who love all things flow, all things dapper. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. We don't get to chat too often on Sunday mornings, but it's LG here from the First Mint, ready to chat all things college football. As you guys know, if you watch a show, football is something that I watched a lot in the past, and only in the last couple months have started to get back into, as we've got NFL all day. And today we have a fantastic NFT drop to cover, one that, you know, after chatting with these guys the last couple weeks, I'm super stoked about. I love this topic, what we're covering today, and especially the guys that we are chatting with today. As you guys know, the Players Lounge, it's a brand new project, and they have their first drop today. The Genesis drop for such a project that I think has a really like freaking awesome roadmap. Phil D is in the house. Phil D, what's going on, man?
Whoa. That's my Sunday morning what's up.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. That is a caffeinated what's up. I'll tell you that much.
That is not bad. But LG, before we get to anything else, because you know I love breaking news and I love reporting from the trenches.
Uh-oh.
The queue is now open.
Already?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't even know it was a queue system. I think it was Ronan dropped that bomb on us in the Discord not too long ago, or it may have been mentioned and I didn't see it. But the queue is now active. You can jump in the queue. And for those who don't know what that means, is you just hit join queue. And when the timer runs out at 12 o'clock Eastern, it will randomize your spot in line to buy one of these NFTs, which is absolutely unbelievable. So yeah, that's my report from the trenches.
Phil
I'm ready
D,
to go.
I like what you said there. If you don't know what the queue is, I like that. I like that, because I don't mean that as in it's silly to assume that. I mean that as in, can you imagine somebody getting introduced to the queue this way? Because they have to get used to queues. If you like NFTs, if you're new to NFTs, if you like really good NFTs like these ones, and some of the ones that we've covered recently, you better get your popcorn out, you better get your orange juice, because sitting in the queue is life in some cases, you know, especially in the dapper world.
Well,
that's where it's
a lot,
at.
A lot of people, LG, I've been in the Discord for the past week or so, and you know, one of my favorite parts of NFT projects or any drop is all the new people that are onboarded into the NFT space, right? And there's a ton of them in there, which is a beautiful thing. It might be a slower process trying to educate people on how these things work, but it's so nice to see so many new NFT collectors, you know, asking questions and showing interest, because it shows you, you know, what the future is of NFT. So I think it's great. I think we're going to have a ton of them today buying their first NFTs ever. And hopefully that kickstarts their, you know, their career collections and this great space, which has been, you know, part of our lives for me anyways, for a year now, right? So I'm super excited for all the new people coming in and just follow the process. And like I said, a queue is new to a lot of people, man. A lot of people have no clue what that even means, right?
Well, they don't know that. A lot of people don't know that it used to, the alternate to the queue, when it wasn't a queue, was pure chaos. It was pure. It was everybody clicked the buy now button at the same time. was like the equivalent of like a Black Friday kind of, but it was, you know, it was Black Friday, but turned into Cyber Monday, where it was like you could feel tens of thousands of people trying to click at the same time, but the site just kind of bursting at the seams. So this is a far more organized system. But let's talk about the project, because we got about 15 minutes to go here. And Phil D, I'm sure you and I are going to talk a lot more about drop dynamics over the next little bit. But we got a couple guys from the project, guys that are players, former players. And again, I'm going to caveat this for everybody listening right now. You guys have been listening to my voice for the last year, literally over a year now, about NBA Top Shot and a lot of other NFTs. And if you guys watch some of our recent NFL shows, you know that I am slowly being reintroduced to football So when it comes to college football, I can tell you right now, Phil D is the expert. Phil D knows so much more than you probably even give him credit for. But for me, this is like a great intro, reintro to college football. So, gentlemen that we have, Aaron Murray, what's going on, man?
Man, what's going on? I'm actually in the car, just left Atlanta, and heading up to cold, cold Indianapolis for this national championship game tomorrow. So,
wow. Okay,
no big deal. Oh, he wasn't. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm good, man. Aaron, like you said, he's in the car. I think he's driving through the mountains, maybe in and out. Hopefully, we'll be able to catch him for the most of this.
I love it, man.
Bill, for having us on. Really excited about today, man. It's been a long road to get here. We've worked extremely hard, and we're really excited about this project.
Keith, are you in the car with Aaron?
No, I am not. I'm actually freezing as well at the moment. It's about -3 degrees up here, but I am not in the car.
Oh my God. Where are you at, Keith?
So I'm in Ann Arbor. My fiance is in residence.
Oh, that's not too far from where I am. It's cold, man. I'm telling you. I hear you on that. It hasn't been a pleasant few days, that's for sure.
Yeah. Looks like we lost Murray, so it'll be me and you guys for a while. He'll probably pass back.
No, he's coming back. He's coming back. I think he's going to be in and out for a while. So again, like guys, everywhere you guys go, even for the drop for your pre-sale list that you did on Friday, everybody knows you guys, knows you well, knows the Mafia well. But for me and probably a few other folks who might be like largely basketball but are keen to get in on this stuff, can you just give me like for both Aaron and Keith, can you guys just tell me, like, assume I've never watched college football. Who are you guys?
So Keith and I both played. I'll let Keith do his career highlights. We both played at University of Georgia. I was the starting quarterback from 2010 to 2013. Played in the NFL for a few years with Kansas City and Philadelphia. Man, big football fan, obviously. Love my dogs. And our boy Ty Fricks brought this, who's actually one of my roommates, brought this to my attention and about 3 months ago, and loved the idea and loved supporting, obviously, our Georgia Bulldogs since we're alumni, and thought this was a no-brainer to get into this project.
Amazing.
Yes, I'll go. Aaron has been a little mild. Aaron, guys, is the all-time SEC leader in passing yards and touchdowns, so he's a true legend. Myself, I played from 2012 to 2015, spent a few years in the NFL with the Washington football team after that, and then now I'm currently in the NBA learning about all different type of investments, which kind of brought me into this space. And then, as Aaron said, you know, Ty reached out, and we decided to put this project together.
Okay, so hold on. So Keith, you've been learning, like, through your MBA about, like, business investments. Is there anybody that you're like any classes or anything that are covering like NFTs right now? But it must be a hot topic.
That is absolutely incorrect. One of my favorite classes this year was in alternative investments, where we kind of looked at frontier asset classes. And the professors are super, he's an adjunct professor, he's a big investment firm in Atlanta. And we spent probably half the class talking about blockchain technology, smart contracts, various use cases. We had a couple of speakers come talk about NFT. So I was actually fairly familiar from an academic point of view with this space. And this has been an awesome opportunity for me to dive in, and bring this technology, I guess, to a community I'm very, very familiar with.
That's awesome, man. Okay. Wow. Okay. So good to know in schools, it's a hot topic and people are all over it. So I guess it'll be mainstream a lot sooner than we think. Guys, we got 12 minutes to the drop here. Great, great. Thank you for the intro. It's always really helpful. What exactly is this project?
So for us, this is a couple things. So for those who don't know about, you know, the college world or how it's evolving, NIL, so name, image, and likeness, has been a hot topic as it came out last summer. So these kids, and unfortunately for Keith and I, we did not play during this era. Get to go make money off their name, image, and likeness. And they're taking a great advantage of it. And also schools are somewhat taking advantage of it with their boosters, being able to entice players to come to whatever university it is. So, you know, we're like, man, we want to find a way to, one, you know, obviously make Georgia football great, to give these kids an NIL opportunity. So that's part of our model. It's 50% of everything we will make on this drop is going to go to our player partners. So we've partnered with Stetson Bennett, the starting quarterback, N'Kobe Dean, the middle linebacker, McConkey, the receiver, Brock Bauer is the best tight end in America. So 11 of the top guys will get 50% of everything we make. So we really want to give these kids the opportunity to make some cash. And then two, we want to engage with fans. You know, we want to figure out a way to bring – to really bridge that gap. We love the fan base. They support us. And we want to connect with them a little bit better. So when you do buy one of these DGD NFTs, you're going to have access to exclusive tailgates, signed memorabilia, interactions with current and former players at these tailgates, and also signing events. So it's kind of your ticket to a damn good time and a little bit more access.
Man, that's I like that. I mean, you guys are already kind of speaking some good language there with a lot of nice roadmap items. I like the idea of kind of like sharing all that with us before the drop actually happens. I like the idea of early access to future drops. Anybody who's listening knows what that can mean in the future. And you guys obviously maybe reading the tea leaves here that, you know, these guys have a really bigger vision beyond just this drop and a really big mission here. But I have to say, I like some of the other benefits you guys are talking about. Like you had mentioned the other day, like an in-season film review with players.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like Aaron said, we really want to use this technology and kind of this community that we're building around the DGD Mafia NFTs to provide, you know, fans a more, exclusive look into the program. And so, you know, by partnering with current and former players, we are able to do that. So, you know, some of the things that we're looking at doing is, like you said, in-season game film review every week. We're going to have podcasts with former and current players. We want to do, you know, events to connect the fans and let them get, you know, meet some of these guys that they followed for such a long time. And so we really are excited. I mean, you mentioned a little earlier, one of the things with this community is we're basically introducing NFTs to an entire new community of people, being college football fans. A lot of these people have no idea what it is. And so one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we really delivered on was making sure that we were providing a level of utility so that people felt outside of the cool art that, you know, we hope does well. And we modeled after some of the coolest projects out there. We want to make sure that these people feel like they're getting $200 worth of experience by having these NFTs. And we really feel like we're in a good position to make sure that that happens.
So as a Canadian guy, can you guys just tell me, is there a comparable for how, like, for college football fandom? Because, like, here, like, universities here, it's like, yeah, there's football, we got football, basketball teams, hockey teams and stuff, but it's not, like, I don't think it's nearly on the same level. And I'm just curious. And Phil D, I know I'm going to jump down my throat here, but just, like, on what level is something like the DGD Mafia, like, what is that comparable to any other kind of, like, fandom? Are we talking like British Premier League, English Premier League soccer fan level here? Like, how intense are these people that you're bringing into the NFT space?
Oh, they're super intense, man, and especially in the SEC. So the SEC, the Southeastern Conference for college football, is probably the most passionate. We're talking about stadiums. I mean, where we went, Georgia has 93,000 people that fill up every single game. UT has 100,000 plus. Texas A&M has 100,000 plus. So you're talking about millions and millions of people that live, breathe, and eat college football, especially in the Southeast. And, you know, this conference has won more national championships than anyone else, especially in the past 20 years. So these fans love access. They love the players. They're willing to spend, obviously, bucks on exclusive access to get even more. And then I want to even touch even more what Keith was saying and you brought up with some of these film studies. So the other day, on our Discord, which has been awesome, you know, these fans are like, hey, Aaron, you know, what do we need to do different on defense to slow it down? So I was able to get on with a bunch of them. I have access to the actual coach's film, which is different than what you see on TV, and was able to break down live film with them about what went wrong in the game. And that's just stuff that they don't have access to that we do that we can give them, and then obviously our knowledge of the football game. So they love that stuff. Like I said, man, these fans are spending thousands of dollars. Like I said, I'm on my way to Indy right now. I mean, the ticket to get into this place is at minimum $500. Hotels are $1,000. Flights are $1,500. People are willing to spend money for their dogs, and we're just giving them more access to it.
Beauty. Phil D is
LG.
Phil
D,
yeah, LG. I know you live. Phil, you lived in the States for a while, so I know. And I know you can also relate back.
Someone actually asked that in the Discord the other day because we were talking about Canada and stuff. And they said, "Oh, is there even football in Canada in universities and colleges?" And there is. But let's be honest: any of the top players that come out of Canada, and there's a lot recently, actually. like Chase Claypool, even one that is not playing tomorrow night. And I won't mention the other school's name or any of their players, but one of their top players who just went down with an injury is from Toronto. Any of those players, LG, they end up going down to the States. And I experienced it with my time in Ohio. I went to a lot of the Ohio State games, and I cannot tell you how these fan bases are. They don't really compare to anything else. I'm not going to lie. You've got your, you know, close to 100,000 and even more than 100,000 in some of the stadiums, and then hundreds of thousands on the outside tailgating. And that doesn't even count the other hundreds of thousands and maybe even more that live across the country and across the world. Like, you could go to Germany and find a place to watch a Bulldogs game or an Ohio State game because they've got different cells and chapters over there. Of fans. That this is how crazy these fan bases are and how wide they are. And that's like I was saying earlier, a lot of them, I'd say 1 out of 20 people, if you walk on the street, knows what an NFT is, right? Mm-hmm. So this is really ground zero right here. And that's why I love the word Genesis, is because we're really at the start here, right? So this is fantastic. This is the first ever.
Guys, not even NFTs, like just like even Discord. I mean, 70, we have around 70-80% of our followers right now, who are, you know, obviously majority of people in our Discord are football fans. 70% of them are first time users on Discord. So, you know, yes. Even Discord and that's been part of the issue with us. It's not even an issue, but I guess one minor hurdle is just the education of the space. What are NFTs? What are the utilities with it? You know, what is this whole Discord channel? I mean, we kind of break it down for people that it's like a message board, because that's something that they're familiar with. So, I mean, there's been a lot of education, but I think, you know, there's a lot of excitement with the project.
Yeah, and to elaborate there, the way that we've kind of been positioning this to try to help people understand exactly what we're offering is as opposed to getting into the, you know, nitty gritty and the depths of NFTs and trying to explain people, you know, all the blockchain and everything like that. We've really been saying, look, man, this is a cool technology that you can use. Once you get this technology, you have access to our community, which comes with, you know, all these cool utilities, all these cool experiences, access to your favorite players, XYZ. So look at it as, you know, we have all of these third-party message communities, media houses around college football that go interview the players. They do pieces and they release it to the fans, and people pay $9.99 a month to do that, $120 a year. You know, this is just that subscription for you to get an even closer look into the programs.
I mean, like for me, I'm going to the game tomorrow night. My ticket to get into the stadium is on my phone. Like, I don't have a hard copy. So I'm going to scan my phone against the stadium. So, you know, for us too, that's another way we try to explain to fans, is like, this is your ticket that lives on your phone that gives you access to all these events that we're going to have. To just simplify it as easy as we can do for them. And they really are grasping it and starting to really jump on board. And, man, I think it's exciting to bring a whole new group of people into this NFT space, because I think we're all excited about the future of it and kind of the technology and what it can do.
Yeah. And I mean, to that point, I think everybody knows it's coming, right? Like, this is not something that's going to play this level of, technology and being able to experience fandom in a new way. It's just starting. And we hope that, to your point, Phil, that this is the genesis, and we hope that it's successful and, you know, a lot of similar stuff down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, guys. And it's a new fan base coming into it. It is, you know, it's the concept, hopefully, at this point, is something that maybe they'll understand a little bit better. Like you guys are saying, they've got tickets on their phones now, so a digital item shouldn't be too foreign to them. But, you know, Aaron, like you were saying, it's also the tools of the community that are really interesting, right? Like using Discord. It's like, it was the same thing for me and probably for Phil D when we joined, in the last 2 years, was just like, oh, like this totally, like it's kind of like a social network, but like you're saying, a message board. But once you get into it, once you get into like a Discord community, you're like, oh, this is totally what social media has been trying to be, and like chat rooms have been trying to be for years. And it actually finally makes sense, because, you know, you're in there with a bunch of other like-minded people, and you guys all kind of own these NFTs of this kind of similar topic, right? Where you're all kind of in the same club. Right. So it's great. It's great to, you know, I feel like that is a vibe that a lot of people in your community, in the college football community, already understand and can already relate to. So good on you guys for also creating like a really, you know, I will say the project has a lot of depth, but I think the selling points and kind of like the overall kind of NFT is pretty simple. Like, you get access to buy this thing and you get access to these things. So what I'm saying is, good on you guys for you know, making a really easy on ramp to NFTs for your community.
I just want to jump in, LG.
Yeah, then, I know what you're going
to
say.
We're down to 20 seconds here before the queue goes live. So I'm going to give you guys a countdown with about 5 seconds left. So everyone get ready for the queue, and let's see what happens here. Here we go.
Okay. It's coming down. I want to hear from Ty after this, because I want to chat about the drop.
4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Let's get it.
All right. It says, please do not refresh your page. Just a heads up.
We're live. Ty, are you there? Ty's in the speaker list, but I don't know if he was going to chat. Ty?
Hey, yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, sorry, sir. To pull you up unexpectedly, man. How's it going?
No worries. I'm doing good. You know, just sitting here on the back end trying to make everything run as smoothly as possible this morning.
Well, dude, that's why I wanted to chat with you. What now that the drop is a few seconds in, tell us what to expect from the drop, man. You guys had a 1,000 in the pre-sale list last week on Friday. That sold out. Congratulations. What are we, for the people who might be joining today for the first time, what are we getting in this drop? What are we buying for $200?
So one, I think Seth has done a great job kind of culminating, you know, all the artwork and into things we're really excited about. And, we're proud to release that, you know, while this is not about artwork, right, this is about all the utility that comes with it. We think, you know, that when you buy something, you should own it. And so, you know, you're going to get a complete, you know, exclusive personal rights use to anything that you own. And our lawyers are working on releasing our commercial rights as well, because we think you should own that too. But outside of, and that'll be out in the coming, you know, days and weeks, I hope by the end of this week. But outside of that, like Aaron and Keith so eloquently put it, you know, this is all about access. And we think we're doing a great job kind of paving that path. But more importantly, that access allows us to give a platform to our athletes to market this product with their name, image, and likeness and put some money back in their pocket. And this is really a mission project for us. You know, when we played football, was very different. And I think we can argue as long as we want to about whether the name, image, and likeness clause is going to change football for the better or for the worse. But there's no argument to be had. It's going to change the lives of the football players for the better. Mm-hmm. And it's a long time coming. For far too long, these kids have been taking advantage of it every turn. You know, when I was in school, I had a player that wanted to start a business. And they told him, yes, you can start a business, but you have to scrub your name from everything in that business. I had another teammate who wanted to buy a winter jacket and couldn't, and didn't have the funds to. You know, we had teammates that couldn't afford cell phones, and our university did everything they could for us. I can't speak highly enough, you know, for them and for the people that were in charge there. It's not the university's fault. It comes from a higher place of power, and that's a conversation from a different day. But we're really excited about the opportunity that these kids now have to monetize their name, image, and likeness. We're really excited about this platform because it goes way beyond this first initial drop. We want to create recurring NIL opportunities for these kids and really any college football player or college athlete across the country. And that's really where we're going with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome, man. I'd love to hear the passion, Ty, and from all you guys about this. Like, again, being somebody who's, I didn't go to any colleges in the US, right? And haven't been close to the community, it's clear that this is like a hot topic, and it's also something you guys are really passionate in the community for and that is good. This project is going to hit all the notes, let's say, that it needs to. For people who are in line or who are buying, what are we getting with this? So are we getting a pack that we open that reveals into a dog, or the dogs pre-revealed already? If you give me a few more details there, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you're familiar with NBA Top Shot, it's going to work, you know, very, very similarly. So you're going to be able to buy a pack, and that pack will go through an opening sequence, which Seth has helped us sort of perfect, and it looks so great. And at the end of that opening sequence, your dog will be revealed. Seth has also created some awesome badges for us that will denote, you know, rarities, etc. And you'll see that immediately after opening the pack. You know, we talked about this being a mission project, And one of the things inside that mission was to onboard a whole group of people to the Web 3.0 space that, you know, we're probably months, if not years, away from being onboarded to that space. And so we did a couple things to make that transition easier. One, we chose Flow, right? Everything that y'all have done over the, you know, the past months and years to make the Flow ecosystem so approachable, you know, just made it top of our list. And then obviously our partner in Gig Labs in Atlanta has just been absolutely phenomenal in helping us lower those barriers to entry. But then the other big things is instead of making somebody buy an NFT and go use rarity.tools or something along that lines, Seth created these awesome badges. So immediately when you open it, you know, you'll know if is it a common, a rare, an epic, or a legendary badge. Do you have a signature? Jonathan wrote some really cool code that allows us to have multiple different traits inside a single layer depending on some logic. And so if that happens, you'll get a layered a badge. And then I, being the nerd of the group, went through and named every single trait. We have over 400 of them, and I named them over and over again. And some names are just, you know, like red jersey or black headband. But then we got a little fun with some of them, like the spike shoulder pads of doom or the headband of courage. And those we call our mythical items.
Cool.
So if you get multiple mythical items and you get the multiple mythical badge, and we have some utility there in the future that we hope to drop. But, you know, that's all coming.
Are any of the trait names related to any like fan base related things? Like, are there any memes in the fan base that you guys you've taken and put into the traits?
Yeah. So, you know, there may be, you'll have to look. I'll just, you know, one thing I want to say is we had a little fun with those names, and I hope everybody, you know, takes it as that. So, for example, I want to say that the referees in college football do an amazing job. They really do. It is incredible when you watch replay how right they are all the time, and they work so hard. That's a job that nobody wants, and the people that do it well. But we're all human. You know, there's missed calls. And so, you know, to highlight a few of those that Georgia's been through over the past couple years and maybe in the national championship a few years ago, we definitely have the hat of missed calls in there and the shirt of missed calls that you'll find if you're lucky. And we have a couple more hidden gems as well.
Okay, I like that. Famous missed calls as traits. Okay, I like that. That's some good, like, in-depth fandom, though. You know, like, that to me is perfect. That is just, like, you're including that.
I want to ask Keith. I'm looking at your profile pictures here, guys, and I don't know if you guys have them customized. But, Keith, yours looks a lot bulkier than the other guys, man. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, I think I just zoomed in on the profile picture.
Yeah. He looks like he doubles Ty's and Aaron's in size. I was wondering if that was like a trait or something. Or is that, yeah,
hey, Keith's been in the weight room a lot, man. He's always got those big old biceps. So, yeah, I'm just a quarterback. I got little tweeny arms over here. I'm not trying to dig it.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, LG, I don't know if you know, and we'll talk about it. I'm getting a lot of questions about marketplace, and I see that Rose up here, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah,
I've still got some 500 people in front of me in line, nice. It's moving. It was at 700 earlier. Now it's moving. I'm down about almost 400 now. It says it'll be less than 10 minutes, so we're almost there. But LG, I don't know if you knew this, but Aaron's talking about his arm. He threw 121 career touchdown passes. And I'm telling you this because, you know, like you said, you don't follow much college football. And Keith is no slouch himself. I mean, I think, Keith, you had something like, God. I think it was like, I think, what is it, 15 career touchdowns, something like that.
I was okay. Definitely was not what Aaron was. But
hey, listen. You still had some impressive stats. And just to let you know, one of our good friends, and this leads to my question to you guys, one of our good friends, George Reister, did not have as many touchdowns as either one of these guys, LG, in his collegiate career. I'm just putting that out there. And I wish George was here. But anyways, so here's my question, guys. A lot of people are asking this in the Discord, and we're getting this question a lot. They come into the Discord, they're super interested, and they're like, oh, wait, I didn't realize this was a dogs thing. I'm a fan of so-and-so, and I went to this school. Should I still be interested? Yeah, so that's basically what people are saying, right? Players Lounge going to be exclusive to the dogs, or is it going to involve whoever else comes along and wants to get into the same type of thing?
Yeah, so I mean, the Players Lounge is the big umbrella. These that we're selling today are the DGD Mafia, so digitally generated dogs. But man, when we brought this project out, I've had so many buddies from Texas, from Florida. Man, I had Dez Bryant call me, the Oklahoma State and Dallas Cowboy receiver yesterday. Like, dude, how do I get involved? I want to bring this and partner with you guys. So, you know, I think the possibilities are endless. Obviously, our focus has been really dominating this first one. And I think that's what's special about the DGD and under the Players Lounge as kind of the parent company is this is the first one. And as we grow this company and grow this business and plans to take this to every university, there's no reason why we can't take it to Texas and Florida and Alabama and Auburn and USC and Ohio State and Michigan. It's a great model. All these fans that we've discussed are great fans. They're passionate. They want access, and they want to support the players. So, in our opinion, this is just the beginning. And like I said, there's something about having the first one. This is having the first dog is special. And then if you get down the line a Tiger or a Buckeye, that's gonna be pretty sweet too.
Man, and again, people in our community, people who are NFT vets, and if you're one of those, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're just joining. If you're coming in through these guys, it's going to be your first NFT outside of Top Shot. Cannot emphasize how important it is in the NFT space to be early. And don't mean that in any specific way, but just in general, if you can get in on the Genesis drops of projects, especially ones that are ambitious with a great vision like these guys, and even you guys are hearing Aaron say, like, they want to get the other schools, the other fan bases on here, you know how important it is to have that, especially like these guys have pointed out that this one's going to give you access to future drops. How vital that is, because you never know what happens in the space. You never know when things are just going to absolutely blow up. You never know what kind of new fan base is going to come onto this project or what's going to happen in the future. So,
well, that's like,
oh yeah. Like, so last week, just we gave a little teasers. We were having our own, Twitter space session, but we had Herschel Walker, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Definitely the greatest player in Georgia history on with us, David Pollack, Champ Bailey, Todd Gurley. Now it's kind of like a tease of what you're going to get when it comes to access. I mean, we're telling, stories that no one knows from in the locker room to on the buses and all that stuff. And people, it's fun, man. I had fun doing it. And people listening in, we're blowing up our Discord. Like, this is awesome to get this access. And that's just the beginning. We're finalizing our deal right now to have our first tailgate lined up around G-Day weekend, which is a big spring game, to get fans who own these NFTs to come out, hang out together, get some former players to be there as well, to interact with the fans. So, yeah, this week is you're going to get to really taste exactly what it means to own these things when it comes to the utility standpoint. And kind of like I said, that
looks like we lost Aaron to the mountains. He's going through to the game.
That's okay. I do want to chat with Ronan, who's up here, our old pal Ronan. We chatted with Ronan a while back on the Round 21 Spaces and many other times. Ronan, a former guest of the podcast, very close friend of the First Mint, representing Gig Labs, that is kind of building out the back end for this thing. Ronan, what's going on, pal?
Not much, man. Just wanted to jump in, hang out, listen to see what you guys were doing, and if we had any technical issues, get it out there. But it seems like things are going pretty straightforward today, so that's a good thing.
Wow, yeah, Ronan with the PFP change already. Look at that. Whoa, that was quick. Look at that thing, too. Man, that's pretty sweet. I like that one. Did you just get that now, or you had that one?
I pulled this one pre-sale. Wow. I'm not quite through the queue yet to pull my next one.
Sweet, man. I'm happy you were able to come on, because we've got a lot of questions, I think, regarding marketplace and things like that. And I think you're the guy to throw those to, right? And the queue and all that is all new to a lot of people. So what can you tell us, Ronan, about, marketplace and when there'll be access to marketplace and things like that?
So we're hoping we get that rolled out super, super soon. But I don't have an exact timeline on that yet. But we're definitely going to have that there. You'll be able to access it from the Players Lounge website, as this thing grows and as the ecosystem hopefully becomes larger, it'll create a really cool, community there, I think. So.
Beauty. Well, I love that. And Ronan, I got to say, last week when we were chatting with you guys and behind the scenes, you were like, this is going to be on Dapper Wallet. And this was like a day or two before it was, you know, it was showing in the Dapper wallet, which happened like late at night, the day of the pre-sale list. Like that was like mind blowing to me, because I felt like it's like for months I've been talking about the integration of the Dapper wallet being so vital, mainly because a lot of us have tons of gains from Top Shot or vice versa. You know, people have been buying ballers and taking gains there. But I feel like the Dapper wallet has so much liquidity, so many people already using it, right? From Top Shot this past year, like hundreds of thousands of people with access. How important was it to integrate there with the team?
Super huge. I mean, obviously you can see like the success that Baller saw thanks to, you know, having access to that ecosystem. When your collection is, you know, only one of a handful that sits next to the likes of, you know, NBA, NFL, UFC, Ballers, it really does bring, you know, kind of just like that air of, you know, this fits and it belongs, and it's kind of like a premium, you know, product. So, and I really do think that what they've put together and the ecosystem they're building and the community that they're building, I mean, the utility and access for anybody who's into college football is actually, I mean, just pretty mind blowing, you know, to think that you can hang out in a Discord and listen to your favorite, you know, college quarterback breakdown game film on a Wednesday night and then ask him questions and talk about that is really strong. I mean, I've seen in, you know, the Players Lounge Discord multiple times, people just saying like, I cannot believe that, you know, Aaron Murray just responded to me, or that Keith Marshall's like in here hanging out, or that, you know, Todd Gurley just dropped into chat. So mm-hmm. it's really cool environment, and you start to understand why community matters so much, right? Because it does mm-hmm. start to blend that gap between those like untouchables and the you know, the rest of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, it's like I was saying earlier, you know, discovering a tool like Discord, you know, which all of us, you know, all of us degens who are in this space every day, it's like, for us, it's just like, I don't think we really think about it, the fact that how much we use Discord anymore. But man, when I had to download Discord like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, whenever it was, and start using it, it was really new to me. But the idea of connecting with community on that level, and like you're saying, we've seen that happen so many times. And now, you know, in the Players Lounge one with Todd Gurley and a lot of other greats kind of dropping in there, you know, the idea that now you have this really kind of like simple low-key access to a lot of these players, these athletes, celebrities, whatever they are, whichever project it is really tremendous. And, you know, I love to see projects like this. Sports has always been, you know, at the core of what we do at the First Mint here. And it's just great to see so many other like kind of fan bases, being mobilized that way and getting that access and bringing new people in. I want to throw to the rest of the guys, what has the community been like on that point? Like, obviously, you know, we've talked a lot about the intensity of the fan base, the this being like the key to the whole new world here for these people. What has the scene been like in the Discord in the last couple of weeks, or in the last week leading up to this?
The community has been really remarkable, man. One of the things that we wanted to do was to feel like we had a collaborative community where all of the fans could, you know, freely offer their feedback, things that they think we should implement and such. And we've taken that true. The other day, we kind of had these social raids where, you know, these guys wanted Nick Chubb and Sony Michelle and Todd to join the fam. And so they went on Twitter, they activated themselves, went on Twitter. They messaged them a lot, blew up their mentions. And then next thing you know, we're getting those guys involved. We're posting their stuff and everybody's excited about the project. So the community has been, in my opinion, my favorite part of this whole experience. Just seeing how excited everybody is in, you know, has been around this new technology, this new drop has been really remarkable. And we can't thank those people in that Discord enough.
Wow. Yeah.
Also, Keith, I think something you have to keep in mind too is that we're near, obviously, the big game tomorrow, but we're near the end of the season now. I can only imagine, and you know how fast things move in the NFT space. Like, you know, a month ago is nothing like things are now. And if we're looking at the start of next season, which comes around, I mean, you've got the spring game, but you've also got the start of the season coming up in late August, September. By then, who knows how many more. You know, not only former players, current players, you know, fans are looking to get their hands on these, and even more so once the season starts and there's even more exposure, you know, for anyone buying their first NFT, you know, don't freak out if things don't happen overnight here. This is something like, for me, you know, even though I'm an Ohio State fan, if we're going with all the schools and this is eventually going to be you know, home base for all these schools to bring their projects, I want one of each. You know what I mean? Like, I as a collector, this is what I want. And I want the utility for not just for the school that I support, but for just anything, because I'm such a big fan of college football. So when we talk again, guys, in September, I can't wait to see where this is at. And, yeah, super excited.
And then on that note, one of the things that we want to make sure we do is really reward the people that hold the Genesis, you know, OG, DGD. And we're not quite sure exactly how we're going to do that with all of our expansion. But the idea is to try to make sure that these have value no matter where the expansion goes.
Okay, guys, I got two. Okay, and I'm starting to read. Ty, I'm reading some of these traits here. I don't know. You went to town, man. Okay. I like the name. Yeah, I like that you went crazy on the name of the backdrops too.
Oh yeah. Okay, so you don't know the story behind that. This is awesome. So we're sitting around the Christmas table with my entire family. Okay. And so I have a very small family. On my dad's side, we're all up in Northwest Georgia. And so there's probably 10 of us, like, total, you know, maybe 15 sitting around a table. And we've all had a couple glasses of wine, and it's like 10 o'clock at night, and so we're having fun, and I'm colorblind, so I can't see any of those colors from the backdrop. So I had to get my whole family involved to come up with crazy names that fit this sort of mythical theme for the backdrop, and it's some of the most fun that we've had in the past several weeks.
Wow, okay. That's a great family activity. That's cool. I like that getting your entire family involved, because then when they go and look at these, they'll know that, you know, they can take a bit of pride there. And you know that the First Mint, I know you guys aren't familiar with our past episodes, but we're very much a family show. You know, our mom listens all the time. She has secret Twitter burner accounts that we don't know about. She's secretly in the First Mint Discord, and also almost a year ago now, Phil D, she revealed to us that she'd had a Top Shot account for a while and had been, like, flipping moments and stuff. So anyways, family show here. We're very much keen to get people's families involved in the NFT space, because it is for everybody. I'm just going to read some of the traits. So I've got this guy. I've got this dog. He's wearing, like, a green, like, flower shirt.
LG, post a picture. You got to pin.
Yeah,
it.
Let me post it. Let me pin it. All right, give me a second.
This is the first one I see
before
with
I describe
this, with this kind of shirt on, man. I love that one. This is like this is one of those you rock if you go to like Hawaii or if you go somewhere where it's pretty warm with palm trees. You rock this PFP, man. I love this one. Okay. I thought you were just messing around when you sent it to me. I didn't know you got that.
No. Hold on. Let me post them. I'm not going to read the trace just yet. Let me post them. Phil D, where are you in the queue?
I just bought and I have my pack and I'm not opening it yet.
Oh, are you gonna save it, guys? Is there any? And this is you know, and if there isn't, that's fine. But the team from the project, is there any reason to keep your pack unopened by any chance? Maybe. Try not to reveal too much.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh my right. God, Phil.
Hey, listen. No, I'm gonna open it. I'm not keeping. After I saw your one with the green, boy, and some of the ones people are posting on. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, you got to open it. You got to open the pack and start sharing that thing. I mean, my phone's blowing up right now with buddies, my Twitter and Instagram, with people posting their new DGD NFT. So open that shit, post it, and let's get that thing out there. Let's go.
Yo, hey, okay. Hold on. The pack opening is pretty cool, man. It's like
the pack opening is sweet.
Oh, you know, okay, here's what I got, and I'll share it. I got number 999, first of all.
What?
And this guy's wearing, like, these Bret Hart glasses, and he's got the cowboy jacket on. I love that shit, man. Absolutely love that. I love the Bret Hart glasses. I got to post this thing.
What are Bret Hart? Oh, I know what you mean, Bret Hart glasses. Okay, so I just posted mine. So if you guys are in the Twitter spaces right now and you just go to the top of, like, the screen, I've pinned mine, okay? So I've got two. I've got one who's, like, just wearing like a jacket, but he's bare chested under that. And he's got like a skulls necklace, and they've got the other guy with the cool shirt. So I do the shirt one first. I'm just going to read to you the traits. So props, Ty, for all these. Okay, so the backdrop is Cairo sand. His fur is gray and white. He's got full sleeve 2 tattoo, green button up. Wait, hold on, Ty. Listen, this flower shirt you just gave this green button up. There's no like crazy Hawaiian shirt or anything like that. Bahama shirt.
Well, so the next part of that is I gave way too many of them these crazy mythical names, and so when we went through and ran like the mythical trait. Every single one had a mythical trait, so we had to do two things. Unfortunately, I had to go take out some of the best names. So like the shirt of relaxation, which may or may not have been the Hawaiian shirt, became and then we had to increase from just a mythical badge to a multi-mythical badge. So bottom line is I had too much fun.
Okay. All right. Mine says I have a badge that just says rare. So I don't know if that's good or if that's I'm assuming that's good. Rare is always good. I'm going to finish the traits here. So green button up, panting muzzle, eye patch of misery, and blonde locks.
That's pretty cool. That's good.
Eye patch of misery, man. Okay. Okay, I got my other guy. He's not wearing a shirt. He's wearing a jacket, but he doesn't have a shirt. He's got dirty martini backdrop, black and white fur, coat of determination. Oh, I like that. Talisman of the undead. Muzzle of bone and cool sunglasses. Hold on, Ty, this doesn't make any sense, man. Cool sunglasses, and they're not even sunglasses. They're just normal glasses.
Well, no, they started out as sunglasses, and then they took the lenses out of them, so now they're cool sunglasses.
Oh, I get it. So that's what makes them cool, is that they don't actually have the lens.
You know, the joke was when we were in college, 3D videos had really just hit the mainstream, you know, when you go to movies. And so when we go to away trips and stuff, sometimes we get to go watch a movie and sometimes we get to watch it in 3D. And so like the cool thing was to take your 3D glasses and take the 3D out of them. So you just got the rims and that's how you knew you were cool. You could pull that off, which if you're wondering, I could never pull that off as a snapper.
Was this when you were young or was this like last week?
I finished playing in 2012, so about 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure you're still doing this, man. Oh, I was at the theater last night. I went to see Spider-Man, so I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if this was like a recent thing you guys did.
LG, okay, are both yours rare?
Hold on, I gotta check the one with the cool sunglasses. See what the badge says. Oh no, I've got. Oh no, mine with the cool sunglasses. A bunch of badges. I've got. Well, he's common, first of all, but I've got layered as a trait or as a badge, which is like has a little Players Lounge kind of logo on a jersey. Wow. And then I also have multi-mythical.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm assuming that's pretty good. Ty, is that good? I got a multi-mythical badge.
Yeah. So actually to talk to the layered badge a little bit, a lot of people have had questions about that one. This is something that Jonathan and our programmer has worked so hard on. If you look at that dog, you'll see it's got a coat and it's got the necklace. Most NFT drops, you get one trait per category, right? So clothing is a category, you know. So if you look at Bored Ape, you could get a necklace or you could get a jacket, but you couldn't get both. So what Jonathan did is he wrote a lot of code that says if you get a jacket, then you get to roll again for another layer 3 trait. And if you roll a necklace, then you can get that too. And so it's incredibly rare to get a layered badge to basically get two traits from the same category, which you got there. So that's really cool. I love seeing that. We worked really hard on that. I think Jonathan wrote over 3,000 lines of code just to sort of make that possible.
Wow.
That's cool. Wow,
I like that. Phil, what's your status?
Okay. So I've got I love the serial number. And I know if with PFP serial numbers don't really matter, but to have number 999, I think it's still pretty cool. It's a common, and I'll tell you what he's got. Like I said, he's got a cowboy jacket on. The jacket's open with no shirt under, and this guy's absolutely ripped. And he's got a golden tooth sticking out of the side of his mouth. And I'm about to post it on Twitter in just a second here.
Yeah, can you post it, please?
Yeah. And he's got the Bret Hart sunglasses as well, which is really cool. Being Canadians, we obviously love that. And I love to put it that he's apparently got a full sleeve, two tattoos. And again, the gold bling muzzle. I love that. And Fratastic Glasses is what it's called.
What?
And two-tone Brindler fur. I love it.
Wait, what are the glasses called?
Fratastic glasses.
Fratastic, baby.
Fratastic. Okay. All right.
Is that my missing that? What is that? What's Fratastic? Like fratos?
Well, I was never cool enough to be in a fraternity, but I guess I just assumed that's what cool fraternity bros wore.
That's good. I like it, man. Wow. I love that. I actually love this whole, like, the whole info part and all the details. There's some really cool stuff in there. I hate when it's random and just says, like, you know, brown hair, blue eyes, things like that. I like when there's just random crazy stuff, like we've heard LG read and like mine says. I have a question for Ronan. I don't know if you're still here, man. But I'm getting this question in DMs right now, and maybe somebody else from the team can answer this as well. Will we be able to transfer these to other people? So say you buy 10 of them and, you know, someone who you want to transfer one to your cousin who's a huge fan of the Dogs or something like that. Will we be able to transfer these to other accounts?
That is definitely something that we've got in the works for the platform. I just DM'd the devs to see like if they've got an update on whether that will be implemented when we launch the marketplace on day one or not. But I do know it's a function of the marketplace that we are building out, and I know that we've been testing it internally just to ensure there's no issues. But yeah, transferring is definitely something that we're going to implement. And I think like long term, and this is not specifically to speak to the Players Lounge or DGD, but more so the Gig Labs and ecosystem, trading and swapping and transferring, I think is like something that's like really inherent to like collecting, and that obviously is super lacking in like Ethereum collecting, but something that shouldn't be that case when it comes to, you know, things on Flow because of the very minuscule transaction fees. So as we build out, you know, these experiences and these projects, I really do feel like, you know, trading and swapping and things like that should be a core part of that, you know, experience. So hopefully, you know, we'll see some really cool mechanics come into play that involves trading, swapping, completing sets, things like that, as we kind of move into, you know, 2022 and the future of what we're doing here with NFTs and this tech.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Ronan. I got distracted because I just realized that people have been posting photos of their PFPs, the ones that they're getting, and also talking about some of the traits that they're getting, including our friend Arsenic, who's around. I saw that he just posted a few, and it looks like he got one that has an autograph on it.
Ooh.
Guys, what does that mean? There's an autograph. Is that planned?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we were doing with this is trying to create ways for athletes to use their name, image, and likeness to make money. And part of that was putting, you know, their marketing efforts behind it, you know, in the last few weeks with Twitter and Instagram posts. But the other way is to actually sign some of these DGDs and push that out. And you saw that as they dropped their DGDs we created for them this week. They had their signatures on it. But that also meant a very small proportion of every DGD we drop today is going to have a player signature on it. And I just want y'all to know that we're doing this in the spirit of collaboration, like the crypto community. You know, there's no higher value for somebody that's, you know, maybe an All-American versus somebody else that maybe not is part of our group. Every single athlete is equal. Every single athlete is going to have the same payout. And every single athlete's signature has the same chance of showing up. And we think that's how this this community should go going forward. We're really excited about, you know, the possibility of expanding this outside just our core 11 guys in the future. And we think that fits right in line with everything this community stands for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's cool. I that's like a little Easter egg, though, to have the signatures in there. So that's really cool. And like you're saying, you know, great way to connect. Sorry, I'm so distracted because there's so many of these now that are getting posted. And there's one, Ty, that's just like, it's from All Day Fanatic, just posted this. And like one of them is like number 820 is this like, he's kind of like a coach. Like he's got like the hat, like kind of like the coach hat and a big wide open mouth. Yeah. But then the other one, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say our Seth So we designed the visor, and Seth redesigned the visor for us because he said it needed to look more like one of the coaches that may or may not be on our staff's visor. So we're pretty excited about how that visor turned out.
Mm-hmm. And then And then what I was going to say is the other one that All Day Fanatic did, which is number 659. What is going on with that guy, man? That's like he's got green skin and he's got these like shoulder pads. But honestly, that's closer to being like some kind of wrestler than it is being a football player, man. Like that's like Phil D was saying, like Bret Hart glasses are a trade on his. Well, this is like those pads. That looks like Phil. What was it? Legion of Doom.
Yes, were they?
Yeah, the guy with the spikes on their shoulders.
That's a common trait of a lot of fans, and we saw it with the Raiders fans over the years. The crazy Raiders fans in Oakland, they used to have a ton of them with those spikes on their shoulders and all that. So that's kind of a fan trait, and I'm sure every fan base has their few that come up, you know, fully decked out to the games exactly like that. This is what I like. Every single one is very different, pretty much. You know, I've seen a few that look alike, but they've all got something special, and I want to read the description on all of them. But yeah, the ones being posted on Twitter right now are absolutely insane.
You know, to jump in, I think the Raiders fan base has been one that fan bases across the country and world have looked to and idolized for many years. And I know growing up, I sure knew all about it, you know, not even being anywhere near it. And for us, our Rockstar shoulder pads of doom pay homage to that fan base. So exactly what you're talking about. And then after that, you know, we got a little fun and created a lot of different shoulder pads, a few of which may or may not pay homage to some of our own fans. And I think you can read between the lines and see which ones those are. But we were pretty excited about how everything turned out.
Okay, so we've got the traits for that dog that I'm pointing out, number 659. And they are blue steel backdrop, fur of the monstrosity, full sleeve tattoo, fiery stormtrooper armor 2, muzzle of boredom, war paint of victory, red visor, and gold hoop earrings. Oh my God. My goodness.
Hey, you guys are killing me right now. I'm on this damn drive. I'm trying to look at these, but not trying to get an accident right now. I'm like, people are honking at my ass. Like, these things are sweet, but I gotta try to make it to Indianapolis live. You know, I got 18 months at home, so.
That's a good question, actually, though, Aaron. Are you okay? So you're going to Indianapolis. You're gonna be around tons and tons of fans. Is this going to come up in discussions with the fans and with media members and all that?
Oh my God! Well, we've done a huge media blitz and got a bunch of our media that. Yeah, we've had USA Today, Forbes write articles. I work for CBS, so I've had buddies on CBS write articles for us. So everyone we talk to is super excited. I am on my way to Indy, actually stopping in Louisville to pick up some DGD Mafia, the Players Lounge gear. So I'm going to be rocking a sweatshirt with one of our avatars on it. So I'm going to be actually like bouncing around the tailgates all day tomorrow. I got little business cards, you know.
Oh. Nice. All right. I'm telling you, you're gonna almost need to bring someone with you that can just give the entire, you know, introduction to NFTs part of it, because that'll be the next question.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
First, what are NFTs? And then how do I even begin to set up a wallet and all that? That's stuff that you need to be able
Phil D, you know what people are gonna say now? Listen, we know NFTs are in the news. You know what people are gonna say? They'd be like, oh, is this like that ape thing? That's what they're gonna say.
That's right.
They'd be like, is that like that ape thing that Eminem bought, you know, or that J. Cole has? Like, that's what they're gonna say. They'd be like those ape things, right? That's what people are gonna
That's
say.
Right. That'll be the first one. That'll be the first one.
Yes, except these don't cost $300,000. That's what you can tell them. They're not a little bit more accessible, let's say.
Hey, fella, sorry I got cut off there. I keep getting phone calls about this, so my phone keeps going in and out. But, yeah, I don't think you heard me, but I will be rocking a sweatshirt, bounce around the tailgates, you know, letting everyone know about what we're doing here and our mission and kind of the excitement that we're building.
That's awesome, man. A little bit of marketing. LG. There you go. We always ask when marketing. Yes.
You need to pull up the tweet from Mr. X NFT. I think he bought like, man, he must have bought.
Mr. X.
I think he bought.
Oh, my God. Mr. X. Are you okay? Mr. X, one of our absolute Best community members of the First Mint. Oh my God, Mr. X, you went completely nuts. It looks like you bought like 30 of them. Man. What the?
I think he does. He live in Georgia. I know he's got a lot of Georgia, you know, family members that are that are Dogs fans. But I think he, he's pretty close. This is pretty close to him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I do want to say is actually, I have a question. Then, looking like Mr. X bought a ton and clearly outdoing Arsenic, who I thought Arsenic was doing well with three, but Mr. X has clearly bought at least like two dozen. guys, is there any utility you can hint at for having multiple of these NFTs? Like, are we going to be able to put together like a team later on of Dogs or anything like that?
One thing we're working on. And we're sort of playing this close to chest because there's a lot that goes into creating an economy, right? And we know that, and we've got a great team around us helping us do this. But we want to make sure that these OG DGDs have value long term. We've talked about that, and sort of no matter what project we jump into. But if you look at our roadmap, we hint at sort of a maybe a bones utility down the line. And the idea behind that would be, you know, initially, you know, to use for autographs, memorabilia, merchandise, experiences, etc., as sort of a ticket. And our thought process behind that is that, you know, these OG DGDs will be the ones to generate, you know, that those bones, whatever the final name ends up being. But that would be tied to this initial drop.
And I'll kind of like add to that on the developer side of things, you know, and kind of like strategy. One of the things that I love to do is play with tokenomics and kind of like get people, you know, out there and picking up things that they may not have in their collection kind of like at random. So, you know, I posted an update to the Discord that kind of hinted to some future utility or some combinations that might be worthwhile looking into. Like maybe if you're holding a ballers or holding multiple or holding specific traits, these are all things that we can activate at any given time for any given reason, for any, you know, events or collaborations that we put into place. So, you know, the team's very well versed in how to bring value, right, to these NFTs, not only initially, but also over time and as we build this experience out. So I would say, you know, for me, it's exciting to look at the possibility of what we can do with different combinations like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that we always love that game theory, Ronan. So anything you guys can hint at right now is good. But as you know, it's also, I always say, don't reveal too much. You know, we always always keep people wanting a little bit more and don't give us too much of what is going to happen too soon. Just looking through, if anybody's listening right now, we post up a little tweet under the original tweet that said, show us your dogs. So if you guys want to share them, a lot of people are already sharing screenshots of their PFPs. And also when you share those screenshots, please also share what the traits are, because I really just want to read out these traits because Ty, you guys have clearly done an awesome job seeing some of these. I'm seeing one guy who has like a diamond tooth, and I'm really keen to know what that's called.
I have one, LG. I have a diamond tooth, or I have a gold tooth. So hold on, let me look.
What's
it up.
Called? Yeah, tell me what that's called.
Because it's a very noticeable gold tooth sticking out the side of his mouth. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that falls under the only gold description in my details are gold bling muzzle.
So yeah, that's it. You know,
okay.
That's one of we had two really cool names for the gold tooth and the diamond tooth. That were named after specific sort of people that were part of the ones that for different reasons we had to cut as we made our final cut. But I like the gold bling. It wasn't my first choice, but I still think it's pretty cool.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. I didn't even notice it until now. That just adds to how much I love this one. So
we've got another description here from All Day Fanatic for the one that's kind of like the more coach looking one, number 820. And it says desert wind backdrop. Fur of the Deceiver, Coach T5, Muzzle of Charisma, Eyes of the Happy Hipster.
Wow, man.
Thrower of Shade, and Stud of the Blessed.
that guy's a real prick. It sounds like by the description.
I don't know. Yeah, he's got like this earring. That is like this huge diamond stud on his ear. So there you go. That's man. I love the traits, man. These are
fantastic. There's a lot of stuff. And you know what, Ty?
Hey, fellas,
I've been getting a couple. You want to hear a good trade? I just got one right now.
Eyes on the road. Aaron.
My eyes are on the road. I can multitask. Here we go. This is the one I just bought. Bleeding Heart Backdrop, Fur of the Undead, Tattoo of the Undead, Robe of Relaxation, though, so while you're dead, you get to relax a little bit, Necklace of the Dark Arts, Muzzle of Bone, Eyes of Battle, and Black Ponytail on top of all that.
The Undead.
I'm about to post it on our Discord now. I love it so much.
Okay, well, I mean, hold on. Aaron and Keith, how do you guys, listen, if you guys let Ty run wild with these traits, how are you feeling so far about seeing them for the first time here?
We've seen him. I didn't get into the nitty gritty as Ty just did, but I'm glad we have him on the team. He's super creative, obviously, and thought through this at a level of depth to kind of make it more fun for everybody. So I think we definitely needed that level of thinking through this. I'm very, very happy about what he did there.
Awesome.
Well,
got another one. Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
This is where you're going to see maybe the community step in and start building trait tools and things like that, right? We've seen it in so many other projects where the community doesn't even wait for the developer to put anything official out there. They make their own documents of you know, the rarities of some of the traits on these things. So I can't wait to see who runs with that and where we go with that. And Ty, can you confirm with me that some of these have the Kirby visor on them?
Well, I think you said that, not me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, no, I could be talking about any Kirby, right? Not specifically Kirby.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
Let's just say, do they have, some of them have actual visors on? Because I saw one just now.
They do. Wow. And those are the brainchild of Seth. Yeah, and I just want to take a second, guys, and to your point about the community really coming, getting behind this and doing things on their own, I want to call out two guys on our team, Brady and Jacob. Who are not on this call right now. They're sitting on our socials, making sure everything works and everybody, you know, gets a response. But they joined our team 2 weeks ago, and it's been the best thing that's happened to us so far. And the reason that they joined our team is because, to your point, they just started making stuff for us. They started making graphics and visuals and sending them to us, and we were so impressed by both of them. We called them. We said, look, we need your help. We want you to come join the team. And they both jumped on, and it has been such a huge addition to have both of them. So big call out to Brady and Jacob. Thank you all so much. In the Discord, you can find them at brady.eth and Titleist Golf for Jacob. But yeah, they have been just such a crucial part of this team. We really appreciate all their help.
Shout out to those guys. Shout out to those, man. I just can't keep, the people are posting like crazy now. There's so many different traits. Like one of these guys has like these kind of like barbed wire, like Mike Tyson tattoos on him. Like what's happening?
I'm telling you, man, I'd seen a bunch in the Discord, but I hadn't seen some of these are absolutely insane. I can't wait to, like I said, here was my deal. I said I was going to buy one at sale, but I'm planning on buying more from the marketplace because I kind of want to choose. I've seen some that I really, really want. And I think I'll probably be doing that next because that's the way to go sometimes with these things. If you're looking for something specific, which I've seen a bunch now, but I'm going to wait now because I keep seeing more. Like some of these that you're posting, I'm just like, man, some of them have like Dracula capes and stuff. Like it's crazy.
It's probably not called the Dracula cape. It's probably got a better name than that. There's one that has a bulldog tattoo, like a different dog tattooed onto it.
Yes. And there's one that's eating a jersey from another team. And I know that they kept the colors the colors are very neutral, not to really upset anybody. But we can all make, you know, we all have our own imagination of maybe what team that is, that the dog literally has half the jersey in his mouth ripped off of somebody. I saw that one earlier.
Well, and we talked earlier about homage to some past events in sports and, you know, for any dog fans listening, there's a pretty amazing picture that's been circulating since I was a kid, where a certain dog may have been biting a certain other teammate's maybe jersey, maybe pants. You know, I don't know, but you know, we looked far and wide for all of our inspiration when we did this stuff.
It's awesome, man. That's great. Very creative.
And,
like the
and
other
just
guy
to
said.
Let you know, LG, you can see, if you bought any of these, you can now see them in your Dapper NFT inventory.
Yes.
Which I love. Absolutely love it. That's one of my favorite parts is that it's part of the Dapper wallet and it's part of everything else I own. That's NFL, NBA, ballers, everything. It's all in one on the Dapper wallet. That was huge.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at it now. That's great. I want to take a couple questions from the crowd here. The man behind the mask, what's going on?
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I just minted 3 dogs, and I love the project. They seem awesome.
Nice.
Cool. Did you have a question, or you just want to bring some good vibes?
No. I just wanted to bring some good vibes. It's very nice that the project is on flow. It's very nice that you can keep all the dogs collected to one wallet. It's very nice that you can pay with Dapper Balance. And I totally recommend anyone listening to the voice chat to buy one. At least one. At least one, not only one.
At least one's right, man. We appreciate that. And that was the goal. Make it as easy for everyone to join the community, hang out. And for those who did get one, make sure you go join our Discord. It's been a blast at the beginning, and it's just today is even more popping. So thank you for the kind words and good juju.
Man behind the mask. Can you tell us where you're calling in from today or where you're speaking to us from today?
Yes, I'm from Greece. I am obviously on NBA Top Shot, and I also got on Ballers. And I found about this project on Twitter. Another baller hinted it to me. And I was already a member at the Discord channel. I recommend to everyone to join your Discord channel. It's amazing. And I decided to buy one.
So cool, man. This is why I asked you, because I had a feeling, and it for me, that's always one of the most amazing things is how global this is and how far it reaches out to so many people and appeals to so many people, regardless of what it is, right? So very cool, man. Congrats on what you got. I'd love to see them. Did you post them anywhere?
Yes, of course. I posted them on Twitter, and I already have a very good engagement. And I also posted it in our private Discord about NBA Top Shot, which has over 1,000 members, and awesome. Many of my Greek fellow guys already purchased one.
Wow!
Nice. Wow!
Awesome, man.
This is what NFTs can do, though, Phil, is that they can make not just sports, certain sports, but fandom more global. I've even had even through Top Shot last year, I've had a lot of people reach out and be like, you know what? I didn't really watch much NBA before, but by collecting, I now am into it. And even this, it's like, you know, man behind the mask, like you're able to now get a taste of what it's like to be a college football fan, right? And it might be something that you're more into, or at least you want to be part of the community, even if it's something that, you know, might not even ever come on TV where you are, right? So I love that. I love that it's just kind of like kind of spreading that global awareness of good groups of people, really.
So cool, man. It really is.
Are you talking about the NFL?
No, college football, man. These aren't even NFL.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Listen, all I've learned right now is that maybe a year from now, we're going to have a DGD Mafia chapter somewhere in Greece.
Hey, I will take a trip back to Greece as well on my honeymoon. So I will go back to Santorini to go hang out with the boys and talk a little college football as a business trip any day of the week. So we can make this happen if we grow the chapter out there.
You are welcome anytime, my friends. Anytime you want, you can come to Greece and we'll arrange a meeting with a lot of our team members as well.
Awesome, man. Wait, make sure you go watch, if you got access to ESPN this weekend, UGA, which you're supporting right now with this, versus Alabama for the national championship. So you have now interest in possibly the national champion here in about, 36 hours. So be ready for it.
I'll definitely check it out. Thank you very much.
And Aaron hasn't even arrived on scene yet to start talking to people about this thing. So be careful.
I mean, holy shit. I mean, this is about to be – I'm going to have some firepower when I get to Indy. I'm just excited. So, it's good stuff, man. I appreciate everyone listening in. And, yeah, a lot of firepower. A lot of firepower, and we'll have fun with it.
Awesome. That's awesome. Guys, we're going to wrap out soon, but I do want to know, you know, seems like the sale's going well. People are getting some great dogs. What happens next, right? Once we're done the sale, what's when the game happens tomorrow, What are we looking towards next in the community and for the project?
Yeah, I think it's the utility, man. It's what we've been preaching. We have great partners when it comes to, you know, when we start posting ourselves and when we start posting with our current player partners, tons of other players want in, and then ton of our former players that we actually played with, we're like, man, can we get one? We want to join and we want to help out. So we've had guys like Noshawn Moreno, who played in the NFL for a long time, Tavares King, Ben Jones, Chris Conley. All these guys want to help out in some capacity, especially with the media stuff of connecting with fans on our Discord, connecting through chat, podcast shows. I said at the beginning of this, we are finalizing our first tailgate experience that's going to be around the G-Day spring game weekend. So be on the lookout for that. Merchandise sales, we'll be airdropping signed merchandise too. So that this is just the start. So we're really excited about the utility of this as we get going this week after this sale.
Yeah, and, awesome. And on that note, you know, one of the things that we really focused on doing, you know, is driving fan engagement, but also is building recurring streams for athletes to market their name, image, and likeness, you know, to make money. And so one of those is with autographs. Autographs have been here for years. As long as baseball cards have been here, people have been signing them. And so one of the things that we're going to do with our partner athletes is for holders of one of our DGDs, you're going to have first access, you know, to get autographed NFTs. So meaning, you know, signed footballs, et cetera. We're going to take those. We're going to turn them into NFTs. We're going to have a marketplace on our site where you can go buy those. And before they get opened up to the public, they're going to get offered only to our holders for a certain period of time. And we're also working on some discounts there, too, for our holders. So that's just one way that we think we're going to expand the NIL marketplace. We've got a lot of other ideas on top of the experiences Aaron talked about that we're excited about.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Great. Yeah, awesome. I love that.
I just wanted to drop a little tidbit before we wrapped it. Obviously, it's been open for about an hour now, about halfway sold out. That's a huge success for us. I would hope to
100%.
But we definitely want to thank everybody that's helped support us to get us to this point. The Gig Labs team and family, you know, we couldn't have been here without you all. First Mint, you guys have been a huge help to us as we pushed through this launch. Then on the back end, like Murray said, we've had a number of our ex-teammates and just people within the Georgia community reach out, support, give us ideas, and really kind of help spread the word. And so this is really a community project. This is just not, you know, us four up here that have built this. This is really a testament to the entire, you know, University of Georgia football community.
That's well, awesome, appreciate man. You, I'm going to tell you, Keith, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people ask me, what do you think, man? Should I get one? And I said, I think these guys, like I said, when we have this conversation, maybe a year down the line, maybe not even a year. Like I said, in September, maybe halfway through the next season, I said, I think these guys created a monster. I really do. And I've told people this many times. You just said it. It's halfway sold out. That's a massive, massive success because a lot of projects that sell out instantly and because of all the hype is because they've got so many flippers there that are just trying to buy, you know, 100 of them and flip all of them for a profit and things like that. And they don't really organically grow. But some of the biggest NFT projects of all time also didn't sell out at first, and it took a while to grow. And that's just, you know, I'm having so many messages from people saying, hey, I hope PSU isn't on this. I hope USC isn't on this. I really, really hope my school is in on this. And like mm-hmm. I said, I think you guys created something great, and I just can't wait for what's next.
Like you said, man, slow and steady wins the race, right? I mean, one of the things that we talked about, Ty really put this forth the first day that we met, is that this is a long-term. This is not something we want to come, do one drop, and be gone. We really want to develop a platform, as he mentioned, to connect these fans and provide these student-athletes with some compensation that they absolutely deserve. So,
and with that, in the spirit of collaboration, we're really excited to see what people do with their dogs. You know, so we touched on the you know, the private and the commercial rights, and so I'm pumped to see what the community takes these things and does with them going forward.
Absolutely. And like, guys, listen, like Keith, you're saying that slow and steady wins the race. This is NFTs, man. And if Phil's previewing what's about to come to your inbox after this thing is done, is people saying, when my school, when my alma mater, because people are going to want to do theirs next. So as much as, You know, you guys take your time, build a great product. I'm telling you, the demand, especially once Aaron hits the ground over there, like hey, that's going to just explode, man.
Hey, and kind of what we touched on earlier too. I mean, today is literally, we talk about bringing this to a new space. Today is literally the first time I would say most people are buying their first NFT ever.
Yes.
So I think it's just a great start to the day and a great start for these fans to get connected. And I agree, man, for us to prove this concept out, I mean, there's no reason. I mean, I guess I keep getting calls from some of my buddies who are in Texas and Florida that have already contacted me about this. Like, dude, we see how well it's going. Like, are we ready to start making some artwork for our schools? Let's get this thing going for, you know, for our university. So I'm really, really excited. And like Keith said, man, thank you guys for having us and helping us and getting this thing really kicked off. And we've only been at it for, like, what, 2 months? I mean, most projects take a lot longer than that. So this just shows you we talk about the power of college football and how big it is. And you guys asked that question earlier, being from, you know, Canada and up there. I mean, that just shows you how much fans love football, love their teams, and want to support them and get access.
Guys, I just want to share two stories quick before we wrap out. One is the last tweet that I just posted from Keith Summers, where he got four of them and none of them are wearing shirts. And he said, I specifically requested no shirts. So it was good. I love that. That's luck of the draw. Sometimes you get capes or funny skins or shoulder pads. Sometimes you get four shirtless dogs, and that's just kind of it. So congrats, Keith, on your shirtless gang there. And then also another story of another community member, Chandler, you know, who's been our DMs and been a great, great community member of the NFT community and the First Mint in the last couple months. Chandler, I'm calling you out right now. You know, every time we chatted in DMs, you've never changed your PFP, but I see that today you have changed it to one of the dogs.
Yes. He's and never changed it.
The blonde locks, the skeleton t-shirt, and what looks like a pretty pissed off muzzle. I don't know which what the trade is for that. And also like a scar on the eye. So Chandler, it's a big day when you finally change your PFP. Phil just went through that big day a couple weeks ago. So congratulations, Chandler, on finally finding a PFP that you wanted to have. So shout out Chandler and shout out everybody else listening in today, everybody in on the drop, and as well our First Mint community, the day ones, wouldn't be here without those guys. So shout out to everybody there. Gentlemen, any final words to share? Any alpha you can share? Anything else you want to say before we wrap out here?
I'll say one thing, and I'm sure Aaron and Ty want to jump in. All I want to say is go dogs. Hope the eighth time is the charm. Hope this is the first year we get it since 1980. And with that, I'll be out.
Yeah, biggest thing is just how much we appreciate all the help. We've had help from everybody that you can imagine from day one. We've had help, you know, from ex-players, from current players, from people in our community that we've never met in person, from people that have joined our team, from you guys, you know, from Gig Labs and Ronan's team. This is just, it's amazing how when you talk to somebody and you explain this project, they're able to see the vision immediately, and then they want to get on board. And so we can't tell everybody enough how much we appreciate all the help and support.
Beauty.
I've got one more thing for Aaron here. Actually, a couple more things, and then we'll wrap out. Aaron, I want to know a couple things. First and foremost, before you even get to Indy, these things might all be gone. I'm just saying. Okay? All right.
I'm so. Serious. I got another 4 hours to go, so we got time. We had time, so you know, I'll be popping some bottles if that's the case. So let's go.
There's a good chance. Yeah, it might not happen, but it also might happen. And the second thing is, I don't think you'll be watching any of the game, considering how much talking you're going to be doing about these things.
Oh my God! Well, I'll be sitting. I don't know if you guys know or have heard of BitBoy Crypto at all.
Yes.
Yeah. So BitBoy's actually been a huge help for us. I mean, he's awesome. He's actually based here in Georgia, in Atlanta. We've been on his show. He's tweeted it. He loves the project. He wants to actually get involved as we continue to grow. And he's going to be at the game, so I should be sitting with him. And we'll be chatting this up and hopefully, you know, him helping us figure out the next steps to where we can really take this thing. He's got a massive team. It's crazy the production they do, you know, with his social media and his YouTube channel.
For sure. And the final question, this came through the DMs. Someone wants to know,
You played 4 years in college. You had one reception for minus 3 yards. Can you explain that play?
Oh, God, did I? I honestly don't even remember it. I think I've been hit too much in my life. I tend to try to forget the bad shit and just focus on the good stuff. It was probably because it was a crappy pass. It was probably a sweep to Keith, who then threw it like at my ankles, and I fell down to catch it, and I got negative yards. I'll play Keith on that one.
Aaron, do you really want to go there with me?
Hey, I will throw out one of the sweetest catches that are touchdown passes I've ever thrown in my life. 2012, I guess it was 13 because it was January. We were in the Capital City One bowl game. I threw a back shoulder pass to Keith, and he literally caught it, twisting in the air off his shoelace for a touchdown versus Nebraska. It was one of the sweetest catches I've ever seen.
Man, wow. That makes my heart. I appreciate that, Murray.
And that's why we're here with the both of you today. Awesome, guys. Thanks for getting into that, Aaron. I'm sure it was a play like that. I was thinking maybe a batted down pass that you caught behind the line of scrimmage.
It probably
like
was
that.
I'm not going to throw Keith under a bus like that. because I don't think we ever trusted Keith to throw the football. So I don't know if we would have put him in that
situation. That's awesome. Well, like I said, these things are still selling, Aaron. I'm telling you, man, you may not make it to Indy.
If not, like I said, I'll be sporting my Players Lounge Avatar, not polo. I do got polos. I mean, actually, it's funny. You want to talk about a community, and I know you guys got to run, and I got to shut up. A couple guys in our community hit me up about being there, some of our first guys, and they're like, can we get any merchandise? I had a couple extra polos. So, you know, I'm meeting them before the game to give them their polos to rock in the stadium. So we'll have some merchandise throughout the stadium for people cheering on the dogs and cheering on the Players Lounge, which is pretty cool.
Last person I want to throw to before we wrap out. Thanks, Aaron, for that. Ronan, before we wrap out, I think you have an update potentially on transferring these things.
Yes. So confirm that transferring is going to be available through the Dapper wallet. Should be this week. We've already submitted everything to Dapper proper for the approval. We just got to wait for them to do it. And they typically say it takes a couple of days. So we should look good for the transfer of the DGDs in the Dapper wallet. So that's a plus. A lot of people are asking about the secondary marketplace on the Players Lounge website. That is in the works. We should hopefully have that up as soon as possible. I would say realistically speaking, probably 7 to 14 days, a week or two. And then last, I would probably just say that, yeah, it's everybody else, go dogs. And something that I've like, as a huge fan, I've wanted to say since like I've had this opportunity to like work with these guys. But I just wanted to say thanks to Aaron for the tremendous, and obviously Keith, but like Aaron, like I distinctly remember watching the 2012 SEC championship game, man, and the effort you put forward and like the blood on your face. Like I've never seen someone fight so hard. So as a dog fan, I appreciate you so much, man, and for this opportunity. So go dogs. Looking forward to winning the championship.
Hey, we about to finish it off this weekend, baby, Ronan. We're going to finally get those damn Crimson Tide. I'm so sick of these guys. So sorry. enough already. Let's just beat their ass for once and for all.
Oh, wow. Okay. God. Well, there you go. Intense fan base. Gentlemen, thank you for joining. And again, thanks everybody for hopping on. And yeah, you know, again, I'm still green when it comes to college football, but if I may, go dogs.
Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Let's go, LG.
Well done, LG.
Thank you. Yes, it feels nice to try it on. All right, guys. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
All right, fellas. You guys.
Thanks, guys.